Where is life carrying us? What is this all about? Is it carrying us toward extinction so that the rest of nature can heave an enormous sigh of relief and then get back to the business of nest building, mating flights, and oviposturing, and whatever it is that they're doing out there? Or is it carrying us toward some kind of a transition? If you look back through the history of life, which is a long history, I mean, it reaches back a billion years, it's every advance happens suddenly, unpredictably, and in a very short period of time. Some of you who stay tuned to the scientific literature may have noticed this series of articles that were around last week about what they're calling the Big Bang of biology, that there was a period of time, incredibly brief, perhaps between 1 million and 10 million years, when all the phyla of life on this planet radiated into existence, sometime between 525 and 535 million years ago. Just it all snapped into existence. The episode in which life left the sea is a similar, highly confined transition event. People recently have written about what they call punctated or punctuated evolution. Evolution is not apparently a slow curve of unfoldment. It is instead a series of equilibrium states punctuated by violent fluctuations in between, and then a new equilibrium state. So history, I believe, is not an aberration any more than leaving the sea could be called an aberration of marine existence. I mean, obviously, it is not marine existence, and obviously, we are not living in the same world as groundhogs and hummingbirds psychologically. But leaving the sea did not represent an ontological transition. It represented an extremely dramatic shift of modality. And this is what history is. History is characterized by its brevity. For one thing, I mean, we have packed more change into the last 10,000 years than the billion years which preceded it. I mean, we, and yet as entities, as animals, meat, we have not changed at all in 10,000 years. If you were to go back to that era, the people would be exactly like people we see today. They wouldn't be so racially heterogeneous because the great gene streamings and migrations that characterize history had not yet taken place, but essentially perfectly modern people. Well, then history is apparently, if we view it as a process that nature tolerates, if not encourages, then history is essentially, apparently, important enough to place the to jeopardize the stability of all the rest of the natural ecosystemic world. It's as though nature is saying, we are willing to place the entire planetary ecology in danger for 50,000 years in order for the opportunity to be explored of language using, technologically expressing intelligence, carrying all of life to the next level. And it's a terrifying enterprise because apparently to carry life to the next level, tremendous intellectual sophistication is required about the release and control of energy. The problem is, energy can be used to destroy as well as build. So as the human enterprise has moved toward greater and greater power and ability to manipulate the environment, the stakes in the cosmic game have risen. And now what we have is approximately $100 billion sitting in the center of the crap table, and one roll of the dice more, and we're going to either win it or lose everything. Because intelligence, if we fail, will never again reach the kind of levels on this planet that we have reached. Why? Because we have extracted all the available metals near the surface of the Earth. An evolving species following after us will find the Earth strangely depleted of usable materials down to the 1,500-foot level. And so intelligence coming beyond us will find it just does not have the resources to make the leap to technical civilization. So it's beginning to look like a one-shot deal.